Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, y'all. I'm Javen McGriff, your host, and today we're going to be discussing why society and a lot of people in society are so sensitive these days. And honestly, this is coming from a non-judgmental space as a highly sensitive being. I totally relate to this topic, and that's why I just want to shed some light on it, because we've gone through so much collectively that it kind of makes sense for the majority of the people in today's current state of society to be a little sensitive. So that's the main question of this podcast. Why is this generation or this current state of society so sensitive? Well, honestly, just young adults and more people in society are way more aware and open about their mental health struggles and issues. And because of this increased dialogue about mental health, it has led to a greater understanding of emotions and feelings, and even fostering a culture of sensitivity towards one another's emotional being. And because of this, people are just a little bit more sensitive, and even you can say a little bit more compassionate towards the next person. Now, there's several different ways we can go with this, because yes, there is a, you know, there's a balance. There is a good sensitivity or bad sensitivity, or someone who is overreacting to situations versus someone who is underreacting. So that's a whole different thing, and we'll go into that a little bit later. So why is everyone becoming a little bit more offended these days? If you notice, sometimes you could be at a red light, someone may honk at you or give you a finger, or you do something and there's that negative response of sensitivity that happens. And the question now is, why are people so offensive or easy to be offended? And this can go in so many different pockets, because I've seen recently that elderly people don't like to be called old. And I totally respect it, you know, to each his own, but as someone who grew up, you know, I was just thought getting older wasn't a bad thing. But because of where we are in society today, things that have been deemed as kind of okay back in the day, now they're like, they're offensive to other people. There's so many terminologies and ideas that people get offended by these days that were normal before. Now it's like, you can't be called this. Everything has to be politically correct these days. And it creates this really, really sensitive society, both in any age, honestly. Some people, when it comes to pronouns, people get very offended and get very sensitive over these things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but just personally growing up, it was like, I didn't recall so many people getting offensive as today. Like today, if you say the wrong thing, it's like it just sends somebody over the edge. So why is this occurring? Well, honestly, for most people, they're dealing with unhealed emotional and psychological issues related to past experiences. And this may cause them to be sensitive, but also to perceive that their honor, personal or ideological beliefs, or even their public image are being threatened. And so this becomes makes them become more self-conscious about things that are brought up from an offender's standpoint. So layman's terms, people just get defended when they are, get offensive and become more sensitive when they feel threatened. And in the world we live in, where technology and the media and the internet is so prevalent, like, it's so easy to get offended, because you can't really always control what you're going to see on your phone, or what's going to pop up, or what you're going to see through social media. And so it's just easy to get offended, because 24/7, it's almost like we're being bombarded with triggers. So when you're living in that type of mentality where you're constantly being triggered, it's easier for you to become offended, especially when your ideas, your beliefs are being attacked. As a Christian man, I get on the internet sometimes and like my beliefs are under attack 24/7. And that's been something that I've seen so heavy in the past couple of years, is, you know, Christianity being under attack, and so much blasphemy and just so much disrespect to the Most High. It's like, whoa. And I have to take a step back and be like, okay, like, I can't allow what's happening on the internet to personally affect me, because that's not what I believe. Yes, people in this world may believe this, that, and the third, but it has nothing to do with me. And if I get out of character just because, you know, I'm offended, you know, that ruins my day. It ruins my zen and my energy, right? So in this world, people are just, there's a lot of projecting going on. And because of that attack to our ideas and our beliefs and even our self-images, it causes people to be a lot more sensitive, especially this generation. And outside of that, sensitivity, it can be brought on by stress, trauma, major life changes, and this can cause us to feel more sensitive. And in this world, we have collectively gone through COVID-19, which has had a significant impact on the mental health of so many people. And because of this, I believe it's resulted in a highly sensitive generation. Because of that time, we were confined. I know not everybody was, but most people were confined to a space. You know, it was kind of like some people came out better and some people came out worse, and that's the reality of it. Because of that, being inside the home and the house, a lot of people fell into the internet a lot more, and it just caused the mind. And this is such a deep topic, but we're gonna keep going with it, because through that time, I've seen a difference from, you know, post-COVID to pre-COVID. There's been such a dramatic difference in how people show up in this world, both good and bad. I see the balance, of course, but one of the things I'm just pointing out is how sensitive society has become, because it's almost unhealthy, because you never know how you're going to offend someone. And it paints the picture, the question of, you know, are we supposed to care about offending others when we're standing on our own truth? Is that not compassionate? Because for me, as just a believer and not wanting to hurt anybody, like, that's never my intentions. I'm a being of love. All I want to do is spread love and just be love. But I've recognized that sometimes that could even offend others. I've done podcasts. Some of my actions, though they're grounded in good intention, it has offended others, because for whatever reasons, because of stuff that, you know, whatever's happened in their complex life, whatever I've done, it has become negative to them, or that's the way they perceive it. So knowing that, it's like, well, how do I fit into this world without offending anyone? And if I'm feeling this way, I can't help but think that other people are feeling the exact same way. How can I be me, show up as me, unapologetically me, without offending anyone else? And it's almost impossible. So let's just keep this going, because I could talk about me all day long. But based on recent bereavement, traumas, and stress, it can make us feel way more emotional. And some people tend to be emotionally sensitive because it's a part of their personality. A highly sensitive person is someone who feels things strongly, whether those things are positive or negative. And me, I'm a Cancer male. If you know anything about the zodiac signs, water signs tend to be the more sensitive signs by nature. And so this is totally up my alley. I totally relate to it, because all my life I've been told I was sensitive. Both if I feel something good, I feel something really good. If I feel something bad, I feel something really bad. So a high sensitivity is thought to have genetic roots, and some specific gene variants have been associated with it. But early childhood environments play a big role in this. So however you grew up can have a big impact on who you are now, especially the environment. So if you're in an environment with that the fight or flight energy, that's gonna definitely play into your sensitivity levels and how you show up now. As a person who was in that type of environment, especially when it came to school, I've learned to kind of put up my boundaries emotionally to protect myself. Of course, you know, we got the ego. The ego is a means of protection for most people. You know, there's a disclaimer, I've learned how to balance that ego nature and just find, you know, when it's necessary and when it's not, and to acknowledge that, because I don't need defenses 24/7, you know. But there are some situations that cause for protection, and given, you know, if I didn't protect or try to protect myself, I would be offended by everything, right? So sometimes it's a means of, I'm not gonna let this thing get to me type of energy. I don't know if that makes sense, but just bringing that up, because I often see that the ego is attacked, and most people are always like, you gotta kill your ego, da 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 da. And as a person who's tried many times to kill and destroy and like banish that part of myself, I find that integration is the better route to go, because it creates a more harmonious existence within yourself, harmonic, whatever you want to call it, existence within yourself, versus always being at war. So if you're a person who's like, you don't want to be sensitive and you hate that part about yourself, you're causing a division within yourself, and it's like you're warring within yourself. So I've learned it's better to embrace those parts of yourself and integrate them, where they can come and I guess show up in a healthy way. Because not all things about us, human beings, whatever, are bad, right? Sometimes even in our worst qualities, there is good there. It's just how we are perceiving it and how we're using those things. Don't know if that makes sense, but I really hope it does. So let's just continue with this whole thing. Evidence has shown that early experiences may have epigenetic effects on the genes associated with sensitivity. In many cultures, sensitivity is associated with weakness, but it shouldn't be, honestly. In fact, with the right mindset, you can actually learn how to find strength in sensitivity. And when you learn how to channel your sensitivity in a positive way, you'll quickly find that your inner strength and resilience will improve. This is another way of saying what I was trying to say, a cleaner way of trying to say it, is that sometimes those parts of ourselves, or in this case sensitivity, is something that we, you know, look at from a negative perspective. If we shift our perspective and find the strength in it and find the light in it, then we can actually use it for good and channel it in such a more meaningful way. And for me, for just an example, I use it to be more compassionate, because I am a highly sensitive person. It makes me a more compassionate person, because I can better feel and relate to a person when they are sharing with me. For example, if someone sits down and they, you know, they open up their heart and they share a story with me and they tell me an experience that they've had, I can feel it. And for that, it helps me to better understand, relate, and just honestly accept what they're saying with compassion and not with judgment. So sometimes it can be used in a good way versus like, oh, I'm so sensitive, everything hurts my feelings. It's not always that. Sometimes it just depends on how you are perceiving it and how you're channeling it. And this could go from any like trait that we have, but keeping it in relation to this topic in society now, sensitivity, it's just the regular. And I honestly have to say, I do believe it is because of the media and the internet and just the 24/7 being just bombarded with information. And it's like all of these ideas, this, and it can really leave you feeling emotionally vulnerable. And so many people, they either put up these really, really high walls to protect themselves, or they're constantly attacked by this energy. And the, I guess, medium here is to be able to find that healthy balance of when you're going to allow something to affect you and when not to. Sometimes you just got to let things roll off of you like water. And if we can learn to do that as a society more, we won't get offended by everything. Because just to be honest, not everything is for us, you know? Some things are for other people. And you can see something to be and just choose whether or not you're going to allow it to affect your energy, your mood, and your feelings, right? I see stuff all the time that are negative, but I don't allow it to affect my emotions or my feelings or my mood. Because if I do, then I'm just going to be in a bad mood. And let's be real, who really wants to be in a bad mood? Who wants to be in a negative energy? Most people don't, right? So when we can learn how to find that balance within ourselves and be like, okay, yes, I'm a sensitive person, but I'm going to choose where my sensitivity goes, right? I'm going to choose to allow this thing to affect me or to not. Once you do that, you take control over the situation. And honestly, I feel like if we can learn how to do that as a society, we won't get offended by everything that's happening. Some things are really just a laugh and a okay and push it moving. Because as a person who used to deeply get offended by stuff growing up, I've just learned I don't got time for that. I choose peace. I'd rather have my peace of mind than to be super sensitive over a situation that really doesn't call for it, especially if it's something over the internet. You know, okay, let's just be real. I'm gonna bring it up since we're having the sensitivity conversation, and this is a sensitive topic. I'm an African-American man. A lot of people don't really like me. That's just the truth. And it has nothing to do with me or my personality or my soul, but everything to do with the color of my skin. And so 24/7, I may see something that could easily offend me being a black person. But instead, I just go, that's their viewpoint. That's their perspective. That's how they feel. And that's okay. That's not how I feel about me. I think I'm beautiful. I think my skin is J'adore Dior. Okay? I think I'm beautiful. So instead of allowing it to, you know, negatively impact me and how I view myself or feel a personal attack for something random on the internet, I decide to go, that's not what I want to feel. I'm not going to allow that to bring me out of character or bring me out of the energy that I'm currently in. I'm not going to let it affect me. It's picking and choosing your battles. That's another way of saying all of this. It's just, as a society, we got to get better at picking and choosing our battles, because not everything is our battle, right? Some things are our battles, but some things aren't. And we have every right as a being to choose whether or not we want to get joined to something or not. And that's just the truth. And if we can learn to do that, I feel like we will have a fighting chance, because right now I kind of foresee things getting more sensitive given the route that we're going down, especially with society telling us we have to be so politically correct all the time. And that just kind of creates a false perception of what being human is, because just my nature, humans are sensitive. They're sensitive, and that's okay. That is okay. It's what makes us human, and we often take for granted the power of understanding, the compassion that sensitivity brings us. And honestly, it's the sensitivity that allows us to feel connected to others and to empathize with their feelings and experiences. So it's okay to be sensitive, and however you choose to be sensitive is totally up to you. You know, there's no wrong or right way to be human, and I think that's like the point of it all, is there's no wrong or right way to be human. It's trial and error. We're learning and we're growing as we go. So wherever you are on your journey today, you know, you're alive, you're living. Give yourself a little grace. That's all I got to say. So with that being said, that is the end of this podcast. I hope it was helpful, or hopefully encouraging to anyone that is a sensitive or emotional person. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're human, and things are going to affect us and things aren't going to affect us. It really just depends on how we choose to perceive that thing that's happening to us or that energy that's coming towards us. For anyone that is interested in learning more about emotions and just where to start on how to deal with your emotions in a healthy way, I've written a book called DWE, Dealing with Emotions. It's available for anyone right now. It's a very spiritual book, but it's rooted in just emotional well-being, because I believe that if we can get a little better control over our emotions and be able to properly channel them, they can be used for a lot of good. So definitely check that book out and let me know what you guys think. I love you. God loves you, and have a beautiful and blessed day.